From America's number one travel radio show, I'm Robert Carey, and this is your RM World Travel Minute. I thought I'd talk about tipping today. Clearly, it's something expected from us in many sectors of travel. I like to tip with $2 bills when Mary and I travel. I usually order $100 or $200 worth at a time from our local bank, but it does seem many businesses now put their virtual handout looking for tips. Well, my point, from a local bakery to roadside rest areas, mall kiosks, hotel gift shops, theme park concessionaires, many other places as well, have you noticed the increase of prompts from electronic pay devices to add 10, 15, 25% or custom amounts of tips? Personally, I think this is a result of the poor economy, and it's a way for employees or business owners to wrangle more money out of us without adding expense to their own bottom line. But there's also a level of peer pressure that if you don't tip, well, you're doing something wrong. Despite the ways tech is trying to reach further into my wallet, my position on this hasn't changed. If you receive exemplary or extraordinary service, tip accordingly. If you're buying a pack of gum or grabbing a donut from a self-service case, ignore the prompts and move on with your life. Share your thoughts with me at rmworldtravel.com/contact.